Welcome to the Write Nonfiction Now podcast. I'm Nina Amir, and I'm here to inspire you to write, publish, and promote all forms of nonfiction. Find the accompanying blog at writenonfictionnow.com. Ready? Here we go! Hi, everyone. It's January 10th, and for those of you who may have been reading my blog for quite some time already, you may have never met me, you may have never heard my voice. This could be the first time. And for me, this is a totally new experience, speaking to you in this way. I've done a few audio tips on the blog, but podcasting, it's a new experience, totally new experience. Now, the reason that I'm trying this is because podcasting is a new media. It's a new technology that's important for writers to utilize. And that's the topic of today's podcast, my first podcast. The topic is, what new technology are you tackling in 2012? And for me, it's podcasting. So, let's talk about this. New media. What is new media? You know, I went to a big conference down in Los Angeles back in November called Blog World Expo and New Media, or Blog World and New Media Expo. And mostly there were bloggers, but there were classes on, you know, making YouTube videos and on podcasting and on teleseminars and webinars. And in the expo hall, there was just everything you could think of to do with all types of media, including how to host podcasts and doing TV and radio, everything. So why do we as writers, as nonfiction writers, need to be concerned with this? The reason is because getting involved in types of new media supports us in building that coveted author's platform, that base of readers that will buy our books and our products. And it also brands us as writers. It helps us develop a brand. It helps us sell our books. It helps us get known out there in the writing community and among the general public. It's just one more way, or actually numerous ways, for us to get our name out there and our book titles out there so they're purchased. Now, the different kinds of new media you might want to explore are social networking. That's the most common, of course, and you may not think of it as new media, but it is. And it's an important one, especially for building platform and branding yourself. There's also blogging, one of my favorite and a great one for writers because it involves writing. And then there's podcasting, which is what I'm doing today. And of course, there's video. I've only dabbled in video so far. I have three videos up on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, and I plan to be using it more. I just bought a camera, and I'll be trying my hand at using my video camera more often. So, what are you going to try to use in 2012? What new media can you use? What are you willing to try your hand at? I understand that it takes time, and I can tell you that this podcasting thing has taken me an enormous amount of time, and it does take me away from my writing. But you have to decide to tackle it, and there are ways to do it. You know, I reached out via my social networks. I reached out and asked on Twitter, you know, who can help me? Who can help me learn how to podcast? And I was directed to somebody who was podcasting. And she answered some of my questions via email. And then she said, you know what, I can't answer this particular question. Why don't you ask so-and-so? And actually, it was Joanna Penn at the Creative Pen, who does a lot of podcasting. And so I asked her, and she responded with a blog post she'd written that answered almost all my questions. And then I went and I listened to some podcasts, and I asked someone about creating audio, and actually I was in the midst of looking for a transcript or a transcriptionist, and I discovered that I could get audio done for my podcast by a person who I was going to hire for to do a transcription. And for $25, I got the audio done for my podcast. But part of that was by reading Joanna Penn's blog post on how to get music. Well, it was her podcast, or I'm sorry, her blog post on how to create a podcast. She talked about where to get music for your intro and your conclusion. And so I got the music, I went to this guy, and he mixed it. Now, learning how to record took me quite a while. I tried different programs, and learning how to mix the tracks, all of this did take time. It's a learning process. So you have to commit to it, and you have to pick and choose. Say, maybe this half a year I learn how to podcast, or this, you know, 3 month period I'm going to learn how to blog. Pick something. If you're not social networking, then that has to be your first one. It is the most important new media that you should be adding into your tool bag. But pick something. So again, ask yourself, what new technology are you going to tackle in 2012? Tackling these different new media are going to help you build your author platform. You can't get a traditional publishing deal without a platform, and you will not be able to self-publish a successful book without an author's platform. Author's platform is going to help you sell books, so you need to have it. So what will you do? At least do the social networking. Blogging, I would say, would be next on your list. For me, blogging has been enormously helpful in building an author's platform. Video is huge. I would do that maybe third, and maybe last, podcasting. So I guess I should take my own advice, maybe go back and do the video. I don't know. I happened to get a great interview that was being posted by the other person as a podcast, and I thought I better get on this podcasting thing. So I'm posting this one first with just me, and you'll find the other one in just a day or two. My interview will be posted. Anyway, that's my information for today. So go out, try some new technology, learn it. There's lots of information on Google. Matter of fact, when I got stumped, I just began to Google information. I asked my questions and I got the answers that helped me finish up learning how to podcast. So I'm here struggling along with you to learn, taking time away from my writing. And yes, it backs me up and then I stay up late, but I get it all done. And you can too. You can learn new skills, new tools, and you're going to feel so great when you have. I can't tell you how great it feels to have posted this podcast. Really, really great to know that I learned a new skill and that I can now do this, and it's going to get easier every single time. So go out there, learn a new technology, learn a new skill, tackle it for 2012. Until next time, thanks for listening. This is Nina Amir. Thanks for listening to the Write Nonfiction Now podcast. Please visit the blog at writenonfictionnow.com and my website at copyrightcommunications.com, spelled COPYWRIGHT. This is Nina Amir encouraging you to write nonfiction. Write it now! Hi everyone, it's January 10th. And for those of you who may have been reading my blog for quite some time already, you may have never met me, you may have never heard my voice. This could be the first time. And for me, this is a totally new experience speaking to you in this way. I've done a few audio tips on the blog, but podcasting, it's new experience, totally new experience. Now, the reason that that I'm trying this is because podcasting is a new media. It's a new technology that's important for writers to utilize. And that's the topic of today's podcast, my first podcast. The topic is, what new technology are you tackling in 2012? And for me, it's podcasting. So let's talk about this. New media. What is new media? You know, I went to a big conference down in Los Angeles back in November called Blog World Expo and New Media, or Blog World and New Media Expo. And mostly there were bloggers, but there were classes on, you know, making YouTube videos and on podcasting and on teleseminars and webinars. And in the expo hall, there was just everything you could think of to do with all types of media, including how to host podcasts and doing TV and radio, everything. So why do we as writers, as nonfiction writers, need to be concerned with this? The reason is because getting involved in types of new media supports us in building that coveted author's platform, that base of readers that will buy our books and our products. And it also brands us as writers. It helps us develop a brand. It helps us sell our books. It helps us get known out there in the writing community and among the general public. It's just one more way, or actually numerous ways, for us to get our name out there and our book titles out there so they're purchased. Now, the different kinds of new media you might want to explore are social networking. That's the most common, of course, and you may not think of it as new media, but it is. And it's an important one, especially for building platform and branding yourself. There's also blogging, one of my favorite and a great one for writers because it involves writing. And then there's podcasting, which is what I'm doing today. And of course, there's video. I've only dabbled in video so far. I have three videos up on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, and I plan to be using it more. I just bought a camera, and I'll be trying my hand at using my video camera more often. So what are you going to try to use in 2012? What new media can you use? What are you willing to try your hand at? I understand that it takes time, and I can tell you that this podcasting thing has taken me an enormous amount of time, and it does take me away from my writing. But you have to decide to tackle it, and there are ways to do it. You know, I reached out via my social networks. I reached out and asked on Twitter, you know, who can help me? Who can help me learn how to podcast? And I was directed to somebody who was podcasting, and she answered some of my questions via email. And then she said, you know what, I can't answer this particular question. Why don't you ask so-and-so? And actually, it was Joanna Penn at The Creative Pen, who does a lot of podcasting. And so I asked her, and she responded with a blog post she'd written that answered almost all my questions. And then I went and I listened to some podcasts, and I asked someone about creating audio, and actually I was in the midst of looking for a transcript or a transcriptionist, and I discovered that I could get audio done for my podcast by a person who I was going to hire for to do a transcription. And for $25, I got the audio done for my podcast. But part of that was by reading Joanna Penn's blog post on how to get music. Well, it was her blog post on on how to create a podcast. She talked about where to get music for your intro and your conclusion. And so I got the music, I went to this guy, and he mixed it. Now, learning how to record took me quite a while. I tried different programs, and learning how to mix the tracks, all of this did take time. It's a learning process. So you have to commit to it, and you have to pick and choose. Say, maybe this half a year I learn how to podcast, or this, you know, 3 month period I'm going to learn how to blog. Pick something. If you're not social networking, then that has to be your first one. It is the most important new media that you should be adding into your tool bag. But pick something. So again, ask yourself, what new technology are you going to tackle in 2012? Tackling these different new media are going to help you build your author platform. You can't get a traditional publishing deal without a platform, and you will not be able to self-publish a successful book without an author's platform. Author's platform is going to help you sell books. So you need to have it. So what will you do? At least do the social networking. Blogging, I would say, would be next on your list. For me, blogging has been enormously helpful in building an author's platform. Video is huge. I would do that maybe third, and maybe last, podcasting. So I guess I should take my own advice, maybe go back and do the video. I don't know. I happened to get a great interview that was being posted by the other person as a podcast, and I thought I better get on this podcasting thing. So I'm posting this one first with just me, and you'll find the other one in just a day or two. My interview will be posted. Anyway, that's my information for today. So go out, try some new technology, learn it. There's lots of information on Google. Matter of fact, when I got stumped, I just began to Google information. I asked my questions and I got the answers that helped me finish up learning how to podcast. So I'm here struggling along with you to learn, taking time away from my writing. And yes, it backs me up and then I stay up late, but I get it all done. And you can too. You can learn new skills, new tools, and you're going to feel so great when you have. I can't tell you how great it feels to have posted this podcast. Really, really great to know that I learned a new skill and that I can now do this, and it's going to get easier every single time. So go out there, learn a new technology, learn a new skill, tackle it for 2012. Until next time, thanks for listening. This is Nina Amir. Thanks for listening to the Write Nonfiction Now podcast. Please visit the blog at writenonfictionnow.com and my website at copyrightcommunications.com, spelled COPYWRIGHT. This is Nina Amir encouraging you to write nonfiction. Write it now!